Good afternoon again, everyone. I'm speaking to you from the island of Chincoteague off the eastern shore of Virginia. The islands, as well as the mainland of what is now called the Delmarva, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia Peninsula, were originally populated by indigenous Ekahanic peoples of the larger Powhatan Confederation. I want to acknowledge that they've involuntarily bequeathed their lands to the European settlers here and thus to all the present inhabitants of this region of Virginia. It's only through what they gave up that I'm able to enjoy a very nice home here today. And again, I'm so happy to see so many of you join us today. Every time we do these meditations, we both meet old and new friends and have a new opportunity to hold the space of love for each other. And we need this space more than ever. We are getting ready to enter the third year of pandemic. It has been quite the mental and emotional roller coaster for everyone, and more so for some than for others. I've read that by the middle of April, the United States will have hit the terrible mark of 1 million people having died from this coronavirus. That is a mind-boggling number of people. We grieve for them and their lives lost too soon. We know there is no community in our country that has not been touched. In the place where I was born, Floyd County, Georgia, one out of every 210 people has died. Even though the latest COVID variant appears to be subsiding, and we're being told in some places that masks are no longer required and we can return to normal, our national healthcare system is still reeling and our people are still reeling. What are we to make of a loss this large? How can we face a pandemic that just keeps going and may still have more surprises for us? And how are we to cope with the other existential threats we face, such as an accelerating climate crisis with its increasingly predictable unpredictability? How to wrap our minds around the lack of action by our political leaders on so many issues, ranging from climate change to accountability for last January's attack on the Capitol and our democracy? This morning, I read that President Biden says President Putin has decided to invade Ukraine. The idea of a war in Europe in this century is not something I would have thought possible until recently. But this week, I received a letter from a German friend in Brussels who wrote to me that war is inevitable, quote, "The only thing to do is continue holding circle and holding space for people and show love to them." And I haven't even gotten to the core mission that draws us here into our precious coming to the table community, the fight against systemic oppression and for racial justice. Sometimes it feels like we are those monks in a cave hopping around on hot coals, hoping we don't burn up because the fire outside is even bigger than the one in here. And yet, as people who are called as activists for social justice, we cannot and we dare not turn away from the fire outside. Here is how the writer Mark Nepo puts this existential crisis into words. "You must meet the outer world with your inner world, or existence will crush you." This comes from his wonderful Book of Awakening, a book of meditations for each day of the year. Mark goes on to say, quote, "If inner does not meet outer, our lives will collapse and vanish." Though we often think that hiding our inwardness will somehow protect us or save us, it's really quite the opposite. The heart is very much like a miraculous balloon. Its lightness comes from staying full. Meeting the days with our hearts prevents collapse. That is why 90-year-old widows remain committed to tending small flowers. Why 10-year-olds with very little to eat care for stray kittens. Why painters going blind paint more. That is why when we think we can't possibly try again, we let out a sigh that goes back centuries. And then despite all our experience, we inhale and try again. So now here we are in spite of and because of the outer world, inhaling again. I'd like you to get comfortable with yourself now. Please find your seat on your cushion or on a chair and adopt a position that is erect but not stiff. Feel your bottom on the seat and root your feet into the floor or the earth. And as always, please feel free to close your eyes and turn off your camera if you wish. Now feel the gravity pulling you down, rooting you in the earth, and at the same time, stretch your spine toward heaven. We want our spine to be erect but flexible. It holds us up so that we can open our hearts to whatever is present. Sense your spine, your strong back. Sense your soft, open front and your heart. And let's begin by taking a couple of deep breaths together and let our breathing just be there without making it do anything special. We try to let go of distraction, let it fall away. Breathing can proceed all by itself. We don't have to do anything. And now I'd like to introduce you to you the practice of the inner smile. We're going to add it to our breathing. I just recently learned about this from the book Awaken Healing Energy Through the Tao by Mantak Chia. Chia says that before practicing the inner smile, or even before beginning meditation, the Taoist sages would take 36 slow breaths, and he recommends doing that as part of your practice. We will not take 36 breaths right now. After all, we're in the United States. But just think about how calm your nervous system would be after 36 long breaths. So maybe you want to try that in your home practice. We're going to keep breathing, and we're going to add to our breath the magic of an inner smile. As we do this, just think about how you feel when someone smiles at you. A smile at just the right moment can change your attitude instantly. Similarly, I know when I smile at my dog, she is so grateful, so full of love and joy, so in the now, so paying attention to me. And if we observe that a smile can have a miraculous impact, why do we not do it more often? What if we were to practice smiling at ourselves? Just like we focus on our breathing, we can also focus on smiling rather than frowning at ourselves. So today, let's remind ourselves to practice an inner smile by closing our eyes and smiling sincerely into them. And remember, always keep breathing. Relax and let a deep smile shine through your eyes. By relaxing our eyes, we can heal and calm our entire nervous system. Our eyes are connected to both the sympathetic and parasympathetic systems. You'll remember the sympathetic nervous system is the one that provokes the fight or flight reaction, while the parasympathetic system permits the body to rest and feel safe and secure. By relaxing your eyes with a smile, you free your mind and body of tension. Smile and breathe. Now your attention is freed to harmonize yourself with your internal rhythms and with the rhythms of nature. The outer world and its difficulties are still there, yet somehow they are not crushing you. Now remember to keep breathing and direct your loving smile down into your body and fill each of your organs with loving energy. Smile into your cheeks and face and relax them and keep breathing. Smile into your jaws and your neck. Thank your jaws and your teeth for the hard work they've been doing all your life to nourish you with food. Thank your neck for holding your head upright all these years. You might want to shrug your shoulders now because our neck and our shoulders are one of the places that we really store a lot of stress. And smile into these places of stress and tension and keep breathing. And don't forget about your throat. Smile into your throat too. Thank you, throat, for carrying my nourishment deep into my body, into my stomach, and further along, deep into my internal factory. And breathe and smile to your stomach. Shower your smile down the inside of your body like a waterfall. Drench all of your bones and muscles and organs with smiles of thanks. Smile into your heart, that very tender place. While you smile there, you may want to put your hand over your heart and thank it for working 24/7 to nourish you with the blood you need to keep going through times good and bad. Smiling into your heart, you increase the rate of blood circulation, and with that, the exchange of energy in the bloodstream. So as you smile into your heart, feel its energy spread throughout your circulatory system. Let your heart be your sweetheart, Mantuk Chia says in his book. And thank your lungs and smile healing energy into them too. I really want to thank my lungs today as they carried me through two bouts of breakthrough COVID in 2021. I cannot smile at them enough. I cannot be grateful enough. Feel your lungs soften and breathe more easily. Feel the miraculous balloon of your breathing lungs that Mark Nepo spoke of. And smile at that group of organs that we don't think about very much, but we need them too. The liver, the kidneys, pancreas and spleen, adrenal glands. Do you even know what the pancreas and spleen do? I always get them mixed up. Maybe after this practice, I will Google them again. Keep breathing and smiling, and let your smile flow over each organ. When you smile at your organs and breathe healing energy into them, you help them with their work. It is though you are giving your hardworking organs and body parts a much needed tune-up, an oil change, more air in the tires, getting everything ready for the rest of the trip. And now let's just practice for a few minutes in silence, breathing and smiling. It turns out smiling is not too difficult to add to our breathing. The inner smile gives you love where you most need it, at home, in your body. Your home is your body, because your body is where you live, no matter where you are, where you travel. Learn to see it as a community of many hardworking, devoted members who go unrecognized and are often abused. Learn to deal with your various parts as though they were your own children, deserving of respect and affection. And as we close this meditation, let's imagine we are breathing into our toes and our fingers and smiling at them, our shoulders, the top of our head, and breathe and smile and expand your body to sense your breath everywhere, inside and out. And let us start bringing our senses back to the room and to our community here on the screen and our community out in the world. And let us feel deep in our body the deep churn of the world and those who await us outside, And we need to remember that each of us is our own child and deserves the most tender care and nurture. And I'm dedicating this practice to you, my beloved community.